Shalom to all. Today's Av is Chol Nedach Chav Talon, and we're talking about a third of the way into the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's Av is sponsored by Leon Nishmas Mars. Remember, Sarah Bas Biakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Kasher b'Kehanim possible Avim, Kasher b'Levim possible Kehanim. That which is Kasher with Kehanim is possible with Levim. That which is Kasher b'Levim is possible with Kehanim. What's this referring to? So we know that Kehanim do have Avim based on Mekdash. They cannot have a mom, but they do not have an age limit. Levim, on the other hand, do have an age limit. It's between 30 and 50, as we're going to see in the Gemara. But a mom does not possible them. Let's just clarify, what do Levim do? So in the Midbar, the Levim set the Mishkan up, dismantled it, and carried it when they were on their journeys. And in the base of Mikdash, since there was no setting up and dismantling, there were the Mishayrim and the Shayrim, the singers and the gatekeepers. So as the Gemara tells us, Tanabon, we have Braisa, Kayhanim, Bumum, Psalim, Psalim, Ksheirim, Kayhanim, they're apostle if they have a mum, but with years, they're kosher, there's no age limit. Whereas Levim, Bumum, Ksheirim, Psalim, Psalim, Levim, they're kosher even if they have a mum, but years apostle them. Nims, it turns out, Kosher, Kayhanim, possible Levim, Kosher, Levim, possible Kayhanim. That which is Kosher with Kayhanim is possible with Levim, that which is Kosher with Levim is possible with Kayhanim. Now the question is, Menonimili, how do we know this? The answer is, Tanabon, we have Brisa, the pasuk tells us Zois Asher Levim. Now, Matamalomer was this teaching us? Why does it have to say Zois Asher Levim? Really, this is extra completely. And answers Lefisha numbers on the pasuk says Uben Chamishim Shana Yashov, and when he's 50 years old, he has to return. Meaning, when a Levi is 50 years old, he gets sent back and he's not able to do his avodah. Lamanu Levim Shashana Pasul Behem. This teaches us by Levim that age pasuls them. Now, Yochel, you might think continues the Brisa that Mumin Pasulin Behem, a mum should also pasul Levi. Why would this be? Because Vidinihu, it's logical. Umakayhanim Sheena Shana Pasul Behem Mumin Pasul Behem. Just like Kayhanim, there's no limit of years, as we're going to soon see why not. But mumim do pasul kaihanim, it says in Farish from the pasuk. Well, levim shashanim pasul b'hem, in addition to mumim pasul b'hem, levim that age does pasul them. Shouldn't we say for sure that a mum pasuls them? So to that, Talmud the pasuk says zois asher levim, and that tells us zois levim v'ena cheres levim. This is something unique to levim and not anything else. Meaning levim are pasuled by years and not by mumim. Now the brass continues. Yachol, you might think you kaihanim pasulim b'shanim. The kaihanim should be pasul with years. They have an age limit because v'alo yedenu it's a kavu chaimer. Uma levim she'ein mumim pasul b'hem shanim pasul b'hem. Just like with levim, as we just saw right now. That mumim do not pasul, but years do pasul. Well, kaihanim shemumim pasul behem, ainu din shu shanim pasul behem. Kaihanim that mumim pasul. Shouldn't we say for sure that years pasul? So to that, tamalim the pasuk says asher la levim, and the focus is the word levim over here. V'le asher la kaihanim. So this is something that's limited to levim, namely levim are pasuled by years, but not by mumim. Now yochel, you might think continues the brisa af b'shilu beisoy lamim kain that this applies even by shilim beisoy lamim. Now let's just pause here for a second to explain. We mentioned at the beginning of the Gemara that there's a mishkan in the midbar and there's the Beis Hamikdash. However, there's really more than that. There's a Mishkan in the Midbar. Then when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they set up the Mishkan in Shiloh and was semi-permanent. It was there for 369 years. After Shiloh was destroyed, there are two temporary Mishkans called Noiv and Givin, and only afterwards we had Beis HaLamim, which is the Beis HaMikdash. The Brisa is telling us that you might think that these limits of the Levim apply by Shiloh and Beis HaLamim, which were permanent structures, and that years passel over there as well, and only a Levi who's in between 30 and 50 is allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan Shiloh. So to that, Tamalim, the Pasuk says, La'avad avaydis havayda avaydis masa. To do the avayda of avayda and the avayda of masa, which literally means burden or carrying. What do we learn from here? Lo yamarti al bezman shavayda b'katef. I only said that levim have this limit of years when they're doing avayda of the shoulder of carrying, namely when the mishkan was temporary, but when the mishkan was permanent, or when the base of mikdash was just permanent. So then age does not pass a levim. We can use causing the age of levim. Kasev achadimir one pasuk says miben chamesh ve'asrim shana amala from 25 years on up, and kasev achadimir another pasuk says miben shloishem from 30 years. Now yev shalom shloishem shigvar. You can't say that the age is 30 because the pasuk says 25. You can't say the age is 25 because the pasuk says 30. So Haketzad, how do we understand this? Seems to be a stira. The answer is Chafhei LaTalmud V'Shloishem LaAvoida Levim. When they're 25 years old, they begin learning. They start learning all about how to do Avoida as Levim. And only 5 years later, when they're 30, then they can actually serve. Now, as a side point, the Barisa tells us, Mikan, from here we learn LaTalmud Shaloi Ra Simen Yafim Mishnasai Hei Shanim. To a Talmud, a student, if he doesn't see a good simen, he doesn't see success in his learning for 5 years. He tried for 5 years and he just doesn't see success. Shove in a raya, he's not going to see success anymore because we see from Levim that it takes 5 years to learn something. So if a person didn't learn in 5 years, he's not going to learn, he's not going to be successful. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Gimel Shanim, it's only 3 years. How do we know this? Remember the Pasuk says, by Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted young Jewish children, what for? Ulegadlam Shanim Shalish, to raise them for 3 years. What was he raising them for? Ulamdam Sefer Ulashan Kazdim, to teach them the writing and the speech of the Kazdim. And so we see from here that to learn a particular topic or skill or thing takes 3 years, not five. Now, the Idach, what does the Tanakhama do with that? Shani Loshen Kazdim, the Kalil, that the language of the Kazdim is different because it's easy, so it only takes 3 years, not five. Now, the Idach, what does Rabbi Yossi do with the Tanakhama? The answer is Shani Hoch Savoida, the Takifin. Loch Savoida are different because they're challenging. There's a lot to learn about the Avoida in the Mishkan for Levium. They learn how to take it down, how to pack it up, how to carry it, how to put it back up. There's also how to sing and how to play musical instruments, so that takes 5 years. But the limit of a regular topic, such as a language, only takes three. The Gemara continues now discussing Kaihanim, Tanabon, we have a bride. Sairasa, Kayin. Misha Yavishte Sairas, a Kayin. From when he brings two Sairas, means he grows two pubic hairs, which is about when he's 13 years old. Ad Shayazkin, until it becomes old. We're going to see on Amud Bez what that means, old. Kashal Avadi Zlar Dilavaida. Umumim Paislam Bai. However, Mumim will passel him. Now, Ben Levi, a Levi, mi ben Shloishim, Ad Ben Chamishim, Kashal Avaida. From 30 to 50, that's when he's Kashal Avaida. Vishanim Paislam Bai. And years passel him, but Mumim do not. Now, a Mezram Room, when is it stated? Ba'il Maichev Midbar, only the Mishkan in the Midbar. Aval Beshiloi Beis Alamim, but in the semi-permanent Mishkan of Shiloi and the Beis Alamim, which is the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Nifsalin Ela B'Kail, Levim are only Pasul B'Kail, with sound, with voice. Meaning, even if a Levi is younger than 30 or older than 50, it's not a problem for him to do Avaida. The only issue is, if he can't sing properly, he can't keep on tune, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, that's going to be a Psal. And Amud Beis clarifies, Mikra was a Pasuk that supports this. Chavdal on Amud Beis on top, the Pasuk says, Vahi Ka'echad, they were like one, L'mechatsutsim, L'mshayrim, to those blowing the trumpets and to those singing, L'hashmiya Kail Echad, to make it hear and sound like one voice, one Kail. And so we see from here that the key is everyone has to know how to sing on key with the proper voice, proper tone, proper other musical things, and only then a Levi's allowed to serve. If he can't sing on key, he's not able to hold with them, he's not able to sing together, so then he can't do Avaida. We just clarify what we said in the Brisa, Ad Sheyazkin, that a Kain's allowed to Avaida until he gets old. The question is, Ad Kama, until how much is that? What does that mean, until he gets old? So Amrav Ilha, Amrav Chanina, he clarifies, Ad Sheyaraseis, until he shakes, his hands and feet shake because of old age, he doesn't have the Kayach anymore, so that's considered too old. We continue discussing things that are related to age. Tanan Hasim, we have mentioned over there, Balkari Shetaval Veloy Hetel Mayim, a Balkari that went to the mikvah, but he didn't go to the bathroom, he didn't urinate beforehand. Now we know the Balkari is somebody who had semen, Shechva Zara, come from him. So if he went to the mikvah because he was a Balkari, but he didn't urinate, he didn't relieve himself beforehand, so Lechshiyatil, now when he does urinate, he goes to the bathroom after the mikvah, Tameh, he's Tameh. And that's because there's for sure a little bit of Shechva Zara in him, and that comes out when he relieves himself, so that makes him Tameh again. Now Rabbi Yosi says, that's only B'chalib Zakein Tameh, with a sickly person or an elderly person, so then they're Tameh, because originally when the Shechva Zara came out, it didn't all come out, so some of it stayed in, and therefore that remainder is going to come out when he relieves himself. However, B'yelid U'babari Tahar, with a yelid or a healthy person, so then they're Tahar, even though they did not relieve themselves before the mikvah, that's because when the Shechva Zara came out the first time, everything came out and there was nothing remaining in the body. Then we clarify yelid ad kama. What does that mean, a yelid? Up until how old is he a yelid? So Amrav Ilha, Amrav Chanina, he clarifies, kol sha'ayman al ragli achas, that's if a person can stand on one foot, v'chaylitz min alay, v'noyal min alay, and take off his shoe and put on his shoe. If he has an ability, that youthfulness in him, he's considered a yelid. And Amrav Rav Chanina, they said about Rav Chanina, shahay ben shmainim shana, he was 80 years old, v'chaylitz min ragli achas, v'chaylitz min alay, v'noyal min alay, and he would stand on one foot and take off and put on his shoe. That's quite youthful at 80 years old. And Rav Chanina says, chamin v'shemen shesachasni imi b'yaldusi, that water and the oil that my mother shmir on me, that she anointed me with when I was younger, hein amduli be'ezeknusi, they stood for me in my old age. That's how I have so much kayach. And can you discuss age-related things? Turn up on we have a brisa. Nismali ziknoi, when a person's beard becomes full, royally also shliach tzibur, he's now fitting to be a shliach tzibur. Now that's not referring to shliach tzibur that we have, a person davening for the amud. We're going to see that in the next three words. A shliach tzibur over here is referring to the literal sense of the word, a person who is sent by the tzibur, meaning he's able to be representative and asking for the tzibur. He can blow shayfer, he could put people into excommunication, into nidoy, he could give out malchus, he could be the parnas of the tzibur. Also continues the brisa, v'leir lifnei atev, he could daven for the amud, and v'li says kapov, if he's a kayin, he could do berachos kayhanim. Now ma'ema said kasher l'avoda, when is a kayin kasher l'avoda? So here we have a machlokes. The Tana Kama says, mishi yavi shtei Cyrus, from when he brings two Cyrus, which is about when he's 13, whereas Rabbi Amr, he says, oimrani, I say, ad shehi ben esrim, he has to be 20. Now Rav Chizah says, my time to Rabbi, what's Rabbi's reasoning that he has to be 20? And the answer is, d'chsev, because the pasuk says, v'yamidu es ha-levim ben esrim shan v'malol natseach ha-melechas b'es Hashem, that they appointed, they stood the levim from 20 years old and up to be menatseach over the melechas b'es Hashem. Menatseach in the Lashon of Tanakh means to supervise, to look over. And it happens to be that the same word is used for the conductor of an orchestra, and if you think about it, he's doing that same thing. He's supervising all the people in the orchestra. Either which way, we see from this pasuk that it's only from 20 years old that a person's able to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what about the Tanakama? He explains that Lenatzeach Shani, to be a supervisor, is different. That means we're talking about difficult things, require heavy lifting and challenging avodas, then need supervision. So a person to be a supervisor needs to be 20. But just a regular kind to do avoda, he could even be younger than that. Ask the Gemara, hold one second. This pasuk is talking about Levium. It says, V'yamidus ha-Levium. So how can you say we're talking about Kehanim? The answer is, because Rav Shubha Levi, don't Rav Shubha Levi, he says, V'esim v'arav makaymas nekru Kehanim Levium, then in 24 places, the Kehanim are actually called Levium. V'zeachan mehen, this is one of them, V'akehanim ha-Levium b'nei Tzadok. And we know that Tzadok was a Kayin. And so when it says Levium, clearly it's talking about Kehanim. Therefore, just because the pasuk says Levi doesn't mean it's talking about Levium. Actually, it could be referring to Kehanim. Continue to discuss Kehanim. Turn around, we have a bright, so the pasuk says, Ishmizar chal deroysam, and it's instructed to read more of the pasuk, Ishmizar chal deroysam, asher yevoy mum. mum lo yikrav lahakriv lechem aleikav. A man from your offspring for all your generations that has a mum, he's allowed to do avoda. What do we learn? Mikan Rabbi Elazar from Rabbi Elazar says katan pasal avoda vafilu tam. A katan is pasal to do avoda even if he's a tam, he's unblemished, he doesn't have a mum, he's still not allowed to do avoda. And that's because the lashon of the pasuk is ish, a man, and man means not a katan. And then the pasuk tells us if a man has a mum, he can't do avoda. So we learn from here that a katan is excluded from avoda even if he doesn't have a mum. Now meimas akashal avoda. So when is a katan now kasher avoda? Mishavish tei sirus, for one brings two sirus. Aval, however, achva kaihanim eimenichan asay lavoid. His brothers the kaihanim, practically they won't let him serve achihei ben chaf until he's 20 years old, and that's because they feel it's not proper for somebody so young to be doing avoda. In other words, we see from here that even though he's allowed to do avoda from 13, from when he brings shtei sairas, practically they're not going to let him do it until he's 20. Now the question is, who's this shita like? Because remember, we had two shitas prior already. We had a brisa which brought the Tanakama, which said shtei sairas, and then Rebbe said until he's 20. So who's this like? Ek damri, those that say ha Rebbe he, that this is shitas Rebbe vafilu pasul drabanan lesle, and he holds that there isn't even a psul drabanan. In other words, when Rebbe said before in the brisa that he can't do avoda until he's 20, that doesn't mean that halachically he's not allowed to. Actually, as we just learned now, when he's 13, he's allowed to do avoda when he brings shtei sairas. It's just that they're simply not going to let him, and that means there's not even a psul drabanan for somebody who's 20 to do avoda. However, Vik Damri, some say Rebbe is like psul drabanan. Rebbe does hold that it's possible for him to do avoda. The ha rabanan he. This we just quoted is shitas rabanan. Ulechatchila hu delay. This telling us that lechatchila he's not able to do avoda. Aval diavad avodasik sheira. But with diavad, if he does do avoda, it's kosher. And moving on to another mishnah, continue with the theme of the previous mishnayos. Tarbakli cheres tamim kala kelim. Tarbakala kelim tamim cheres. Something which is deemed tahar when we're talking about earthenware kelim klei cheres. So that same thing would be tame with all other kelim, for example wood or metal, and something which is tar by other kelim that will be tame by klei cheres. We further discuss this in the gemara. Tan rabbanan, we have a brisa. Aver klei cheres tame vegaboy tahar. The airspace of klei cheres is tame, whereas the outside of it is tahar. We'll explain this in a moment. Let's just finish another line. Aver kala kelim tahar vegabon tame. The airspace of all other kelim are tahar, whereas the outside is tame. Now we see from here there's a unique din with klei cheres with earthenware kelim that if tuma touches the outside of them, that actually is not metame the kli. It's only if tuma goes inside the kli, and it doesn't even have to touch the inside of the kli. It could just be in the air space of the inside of the kli that makes the kli tame. And the flip side is by regular kelim, that if something touches the outside, that will be metame it. But if something gets placed on the inside, just in the air space, not touching it at all, so it's not metame it. Nimtza, turns out, says the brisa, tar b'klei cheres tame b'chol kelim, tar b'chol kelim tame b'klei cheres, that which is tar with klei cheres is tame with other kelim, that which is tame with other kelim is tahar with klei cheres. And the question is, how do we know this? And answer this is a Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. The pasuk tells us taychai. Now let's just read a more full quote of this pasuk. It tells us v'chol kli cheres any earthenware kli asher yipol mehem al taychai, that something shall fall to its taych, to its inside, kol asher b'saychai yitma, anything that's inside shall become tame. So what do we learn from here, says the brisa? Afal pi shaloi naga, that's even if the toma that went inside the kli cheres didn't touch the inside, it's just hanging in the airspace, it's still metame the kli. Now ata oimer afal pi shaloi naga, you say that it's even if it didn't touch, or ein elam ke naga, maybe it actually does have to touch the inside of the kli. Rav Yochanan of Thomas Omer, he says that no. Nemar toichai letame, v'nemar toichai litame. It says the word toichai in regards to making something else tame. That's what you read a little bit further on in the pasuk. Kol asher b'soichai yitma. Anything that's inside of it is going to become tame. And it also says toichai in regards litame, which means to becoming tame. That's the first part of the pasuk. Asher yipo mehem el toichai. Now what do we learn from here? Ma toichai ha'omer litame. Afal pisha loy naga. Just like the toichai that said in regards to being metame something else, meaning something that's inside the kli, will become tame because it's inside the kli. So that's even though it didn't actually touch the kli itself, and we'll clarify this in just a moment. So af toicha amr li tame, so too the toicha that said in regards to the kli itself becoming tame, af bishaloi naga, that's even if the tomo didn't touch the kli, it just went into the airspace of the kli, it's matame it. Now here's the clarification. Vasa menolon, how do we know that over there? How do we know that something inside this kli charis is going to become tame, even though it didn't actually touch the walls of the kli? The answer is, Rabbi Yonason tells us, hatayra he'ida al kli charis, the Torah gave edos about all klei cheres, that anything inside them is tameh, because it says kol asher b'soichai yitma, anything that's inside is tameh. Chavei amraf on top vafilu malei chardol, that's even if it's full of mustard seeds. And mustard seeds are tiny, and that means that only some of the mustard seeds are actually touching the walls and the bottom of the kli, but there's a whole bunch of mustard seeds in the middle that aren't touching the kli. Nonetheless, they become tameh, because again the pasuk says kol asher b'soichai. And so by the same token, regarding the klei cheres becoming tameh in the first place, even if tameh just goes in its airspace, that's going to be tameh the kli, even though it didn't touch it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.